Good evening. Welcome to our Monday-Thursday service. This is a service that is kind of a transitional service. It is the movement from Lent and a time of reflection through to those last hours that Jesus had before the cross. And so we'll take the time this evening to take some time to reflect on who Jesus is, what he did, and to move through the service in a fashion similar to what he did that evening on the night he was betrayed when he gathered with his disciples. We will have a couple of different aspects to the service that are we don't do all the time. One is a foot or hand washing. If you haven't done this before, it is allowed to be done in Presbyterian churches. It is an opportunity for us to serve and to be served, to express grace and to receive grace. At the appointed time in the service, I will invite you to come up to one of three stations at the front. And if you would like a foot wash, to take one shoe and a sock off and place it over the basin, and some water will be poured over. If you're not a foot person, you can put your hands out and we can do that as well. But this is to help us to remember what Jesus did, how he humbled himself for his disciples and for us. And then we will be celebrating, marking communion as well this evening, and we will be doing that by intincture. And so I will invite you at the right time to come forward, and you will take some bread and dip it in the cup and eat and return to your place. I would also, as we begin this evening, encourage you to come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. for our Good Friday service. It is the service that I consider probably the most, perhaps not the most important, but in some ways the most meaningful service of the year, because it is about such a profound event that God did for us in Christ. And that's tomorrow at 10. Let us worship the Lord. We'll begin to sing.
Oh.
seated. Let us pray together. Our loving, holy, good Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence this evening to remember what you have done for us in Jesus, to reflect on the cost of our salvation, to consider the blessing that you pour out upon us by your grace in Jesus Christ. We bow ourselves before you physically, Lord, as a representation of our bowing our wills to you, to worship you with our lives, because you are worthy. You are good and righteous and just. You are holy and gracious and loving. And so we come before you and we turn ourselves over to you in worship and praise, in reflection and on meditation. Bless us with your grace. We confess before you, Lord, that we have done and we do things that dishonor you and that bring harm to those around us and harm to ourselves. In Jesus, forgive us. In Jesus, renew us, make us new, revive us, that we should live for you. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Fill this place with your Spirit, that we would know your presence and be moved to worship you all the more. Bless us in our time together, we pray. And bless us with the assurance that in Jesus Christ we are forgiven. In Jesus we are yours, always and forever. We pray this in him. Amen. This evening we are reading from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. This is Paul writing to the church in Corinth. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On the night Jesus was betrayed, Jesus gathered with his disciples, with his closest friends, his students, his followers, those who had been with him for 3 years, those who knew him better than any others. And they gathered together that evening so that they could share the Passover meal together. The Passover, it was that feast in the Jewish calendar that celebrated and remembered and commemorated God saving his people from slavery in Egypt. The event that required the sacrifice of a spotless lamb A perfect lamb, a perfect sacrifice. And on the night he was betrayed, Jesus gathered with those friends to commemorate Passover, to share the Passover meal. But before they ate, Jesus did something else. He took off his outer cloak. He wrapped a towel around his waist. He knelt down in front of each of his disciples, his followers, his friends, in turn, and he washed their feet. The master humbling himself before his students. The Lord humbling himself before his disciples. The Son of God humbling himself before people. God humbling himself before humanity. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus humbled himself and washed his disciples' feet. Jesus washed Peter's feet, knowing that Peter would soon deny even knowing him. Jesus washed Judas's feet, knowing that Judas was about to betray him. It was on the night he was betrayed. Jesus did some other things. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This points to the sacrifice he was about to make. The sacrifice of the perfect lamb, the spotless lamb, the perfect sacrifice without blemish, without sin, that he was going to sacrifice his life, that our sins would be forgiven. Jesus offered the bread, his body, to his disciples. Jesus took the bread and he handed it to Peter, knowing that Peter was going to deny him. Jesus took the bread, and as far as we can tell from Scripture, he handed it to Judas, knowing he was going to betray him. It was on the night he was betrayed. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." This points to Jesus' life being poured out. In first century Judaism, blood was considered the life force of a creature. So blood represented the life itself of the individual. Jesus poured out his life for us. Jesus pours out his life into us. And Jesus offered the cup, his blood, to his disciples. Jesus took the cup and he handed it to Peter, knowing that he was going to soon deny him. And from what we can tell in Scripture, Jesus took the cup and he handed it to Judas, knowing that almost in moments, Judas would betray him. It was on the night he was betrayed. And Jesus gave himself to his people. He knew what was going to happen. He knew he would be betrayed. He knew he was going to be denied. He knew that he would be arrested. He knew that he would be crucified. He knew what was coming, and he gave of himself anyway. And perhaps because he knew what was coming, he gave of himself fully and completely for us. It was on the night he was betrayed. When we speak of betrayal, we generally think about circumstances beyond our control, something that is forced upon us, something that someone else does to us, something that happens to us. On the night he was betrayed. Another translation, and some would argue a better translation, is to say that on the night he was handed over. On the night he was handed over. This speaks not so much about Judas' actions, but it speaks about God's action. That the cross was not an accident of history or an accident of circumstances. That the cross was God's plan from the beginning, because it was God's plan to save his people, to save us. And he offered himself as sacrifice for us in Jesus, knowing everything he knows about us. And he offered himself in sacrifice for us. It was on the night he was betrayed. It was on the night he was handed over. And everything he did on that night and the day to follow, he did for you. Let's pray together. Our holy God, we thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your willingness to be betrayed and to give of yourself for us, knowing everything you know about us. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from the depths of our souls. We thank you. We thank you. We pray this in your name. Amen. We will now have our foot washing. And I will point out that those of us doing this are all elders in the church. I think this is an important symbol for us to mark, that it was Jesus who washed his disciples' feet, and it's the elders in the church who wash your feet. So I would invite you to come forward to one of our three stations. Please be seated. The Lord Jesus, while he gathered with his disciples, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then after they had eaten, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." We gather to the Lord's table. Very different from that Last Supper, and yet the same. Followers of Jesus gathered together with Jesus to remember, to share his grace, to know his presence, to take bread and to take the cup, and in them to know him. If you trust Jesus as Lord, you are welcome to receive all the grace he desires to give. Let us pray together. Our loving, holy God, we thank you that when we were most helpless to save ourselves, you came to us in Jesus to rescue us. To rescue us from sin and guilt and shame. To rescue us from the hole in which we dug ourselves. To rescue us from meaninglessness and all that goes with a world that does not know you. To rescue us and to forgive our sins and to bring us home to yourself, all in and through Jesus, your Son, our Lord. We bow before you, Lord, reflecting on the cross, acknowledging that it is both hideous and beautiful at the same time. Hideous in what it did to our Lord, and beautiful in what we gain because of that. Bless us as the family of God together, even as we come to the table, that through this bread and this cup and these common elements, that we should know you and your grace, that we should be filled and empowered and encouraged and challenged to follow you and to serve you. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus. Amen. I would invite our servers to come forward, please. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us pray. Our Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for all that we gain through the cross of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the grace that you give us in him, grace to life, even life eternal, grace sufficient to have a life of meaning and purpose, to have hope and peace and true joy. And we thank you that you have given us even more grace this evening as we gather together with you. Even as you have blessed us, make us a blessing to one another. Make us a blessing to our families and this week to our coworkers and classmates and to all those we meet. That you would be glorified. That you would be known as God, as Savior in Jesus, and as Lord of all. For we pray this in Christ. Amen. I need your hymn book for this.
My song is
171. As we part this evening, I would encourage you to, at least to the door, to go in silence, reflecting Jesus and his disciples' movement from the upper room out to Gethsemane. And may we take time this weekend in our own vigil to remember. May the love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you and fill you now and always. Amen.